In Northwest news from 88.5 KNKX, the University of Washington football team begins its 2016 season this weekend. The Huskies host Rutgers on Saturday morning at 11 at Alaska Airlines Field at Husky Stadium in Seattle. Sports commentator Art Thiel tells 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick that there are high expectations for the team this season.
The Huskies were 7-6 last year. Art, why is there so much excitement for this season?
They have a lot of good young talent that got an introduction last year to Pac-12 football, and they're maturing on both sides of the line into a very formidable outfit. It's been remarkable how fast this has come along, and this is, of course, Chris Peterson's third year, and he has been credited not only with great recruiting, but a strategy that's going to work suiting these players' talents. And I think the key thing for Washington is that they've got a little bit of a favorable schedule, a very easy one, and with three non-conference games, it should make it 3-0. And they also host the most formidable team in the Pac-12, which would be Stanford. If they win that, they could be on their way to possibly a Pac-12 North championship and even consideration, long-shot consideration, for the four-team college football playoff. That's a lot of dreaming going on by, I think, Husky fans, but I still think this is going to be Peterson's best team yet.
Well, there's a lot of expectation for that. And, of course, the Huskies have been away from the Rose Bowl for 15 years, so fans are quite hopeful. Who are some of the players that they should be watching this season?
I want to make sure the casual fans take a look at two players on offense and two players on defense, because these guys are really top-shelf talents. Of course, the quarterback is Jake Browning, who was the first freshman to start his first game of his freshman year in Husky football history. So he has really blossomed into a very mature, strong leader as a sophomore. The coaches are privately very excited about it. He's also got a running back behind him, Miles Gaskin, who was the first freshman in UW history to rush for 1,000 yards last year. The two of them are very dynamic talents. And then on the defensive side, they've got two young guys that I think are going to be All-America players. The safety, Buda Baker from Bellevue High School, is really an extraordinary talent, and I expect that after his junior year, he'll be a first-round pick in the NFL draft. Another guy who might be able to reach that level is Azeem Victor, a linebacker from California, who is one of the most ferocious tacklers that I've seen in UW history. So for casual fans, keep an eye on those four players this Saturday.
Well, off the field, there's financial pressure as well. UW's athletic department is forecasted to lose almost $15 million in operations this year. What's going on there?
Well, there's been a real overestimation of revenues over the last few years based on the Pac-12 networks, which is that channel that they created several years ago that they thought was going to be a panacea for the financial pressure on big-time universities. And what's happened is that the attendance has dropped almost 15% to an average of 61,000 a game. 61,000 is still a lot of people, but it's below projections, partly because the fan base has become annoyed with the Pac-12 network's ability to control the schedule and start games, for example, this Saturday at 11 a.m., and then they often don't announce that start time until a week ahead of time. College football fans love the social experience of these seven home Saturdays, and they love to plan them in advance and gather people together. When they can't do that, it's just not worth it. They can watch it on TV on their 60-inch screen at home and be much more comfortable and spend a lot less money. If you annoy your fan base, they're going to annoy you back, and that's what's happening. So that adds to the urgency for Washington to be successful very fast to get back in the elite of college football to fill that stadium again.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.